Now, I'm joined in studio by John Innes. We've all been sort of surprised and probably a little bit disappointed with the news during last week that, or during the week, that Ironman is going to have a hiatus next year in 2024. I actually looked up the meaning of the word hiatus, and it actually means a temporary hold on some sequence. So hopefully it will be a temporary hold. But I decided who best to ask about this but John Innes. John, you're most welcome to studio.
Morning, Declan. Thanks for having me.
No, it's great to have you. It's lovely to have you. Now, we're all very, very conscious that Brendan Wall, whose family have close connections with you all, and Ivan Chittenden, died last year during the event. And we bear that in mind during this whole conversation.
And if I could, because I haven't been on air with any of you since, really, I'd just like to extend again, on behalf of myself and Laura, our sincerest, deepest condolences to the families of both. It was very sad.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, it is part and parcel of the sport we do, and unfortunately it happened here in Youghal this year, which put a very, very, I suppose, negative atmosphere into the town when it happened, and it was very sad, very, very sad. Before we go into the conversation, I'd just like to open by again sharing my sincerest condolences.
Yeah, it sort of put a pall. I was in studio that day, we were all in studio here, and then we sort of heard rumours, and then you know the way rumours are there and you don't know, you don't want to comment on it, and then sort of the rumours are sort of confirmed later, and it sort of did put a sort of a dark pall over the whole thing.
Yes, absolutely, yeah, it did. I think we've moved on from that, you know. We're looking forward to what the future holds, and we're looking forward positively, and that's the way we are at the moment.
Now, this statement that said there's going to be a hiatus,
yeah.
What's your definition of hiatus?
Well, it's exactly the same as yours, and I mean, look, I can tell you that, look, Ironman we've had long conversations, and I think it was very, very brave of Cork County Council to come forward when they did, you know. It was really in the raw aftermath of what had happened, and they expressed their support and their support for the future, you know. It was very foresighted of them, I thought, you know. Ironman looked at the situation, looked at where we were in the year for putting an event on sale for the future, and in an August race situation where the race would go on sale pretty much the day after the event, it was very, very raw here in town. Ironman sensed it and felt it, and it wasn't the right time to put next year's event, we'll say, on sale, which I suppose means now we're kind of a little bit late in the day for putting an event next year on sale. This is one of the driving factors. And the other driving factor was there had been discussions before the event this year of an extension for 3 years of the contract. And that had almost been agreed and signed at that stage. But again, that's what the events on the day put a pause on all of that. Like, I'm happy to say now that we're out at the far end of those discussions, and Ironman have agreed for the 3-year contract with Cork County Council as the host sponsor. It's to begin in 2025. So Ironman felt, I suppose, that given the fact that we're so late in the year now to go try and go on sale and sell out an event for next year, the sensible thing to do, and I suppose a thoughtful thing to do, a gesture to do to the families of those involved, would be to take a hiatus and enter the definition of hiatus. It really just means that they're taking a break for a year. There's a lot of things going on in the background with we'll say coroner's reports and so on and so forth that have yet to be finalised and put to bed. So that all has to take place.
Yeah, and that all takes time.
And it does take time. It does take a lot of time. And look, I mean, Ironman are conscious of that. And I suppose unsure of how to be received if they did plough ahead, we'll say, with an event next year, right and down on top of what's very raw. Aftermath here in town, you know.
Yeah, but I'm sure, and I don't mean to be monetary about this, but it is a loss of 10 to 20 million for the area.
It is, and I suppose I've looked at it from both sides, and the way I see it is if we had gone ahead next year, it may not have been as successful a sell as it was in previous years up until now. The full event, the full distance event, definitely suffered a downward trend this year compared to 2022. Which isn't unseen, and I mean, I've spoken to yourselves before here about that, you know, before the event. I think I was asked more than once about why the numbers were starting to tail down. It's not unique to y'all. It's a trend that Ironman had been experiencing across the world. And it kind of comes off the back of COVID, I think, where people had an awful lot of time on their hands during COVID and did an awful lot of training when they didn't have a whole lot of other things to do. But I think people have found it very, very busy since they've gotten back to work and gotten back to normality and finding time. Like, it's 24 hours a week training for a full distance Ironman.
Yeah.
You know, you can train for a half distance Ironman with an honest 12, 14 hours training a week, you know. So people just didn't have the time, and that's a global symptom, you know, that Ironman are seeing, and that's what they're attributing to. But where we are is, you know, we're on that downward trend, and what the hope is, like, if we were to go on sale, if everything went fine, okay, on the weekend just gone, and Ironman went on sale, even at the trend that we are at, the downward curve of the full distance, we could have been here on the fourth week in August 2024 saying goodbye to Ironman forever, because it just isn't financially viable for them to come to the town because the numbers don't justify the event. We're now in a situation where we have an opportunity by taking the hiatus. And I know Cork County Council are of the mind that we would go for launching this event into the new three-year contract. They would go to launch that probably before the start of the summer next year. And that would literally give us about 16 months of a head start on getting the event out there, getting ahead of all the other events on the calendar for the following year, and put us in a good position. Now, as well as that, Cork County Council are, I suppose, talking in great depth with Tourism Ireland, who deal with the marketing of such events abroad in the likes of America, Australia, further afield than what our market would normally be. So we've got an opportunity now, I suppose, for, I suppose, what would you call it, a year and a half, nearly 2 years, to get proper marketing behind the event in 2025 and get it off to a great start. So when Ironman come to town is way different. And I, like, from speaking to others in council circles and so on and so forth, there's an awful lot of positive things going to happen in the town between now and summer 2025. We're looking at the new, I call it a sports facility, that's going to be built in Clare Castle. The plan is to have that, I think, up and running by summer 2025.
Is it? Yeah.
I believe so, yeah. We're looking at the Greenway being opened. And we're also looking at, I know council have funding put aside for repairing the balconies, the lookout balconies at Milegoggins up near the lighthouse. And I would hope that, given the time frame that we have, that they'd have an opportunity to have those in place by 2025. So when Ironman come to you all in 2025, you all will look a way more improved as a venue as well.
Yeah. Now, going to the product of Ironman in a way, and certainly watching the competitors on the day, it would seem to me that the half Ironman is a way more attractive sort of event from that point of view, in the fact that guys can put in that sort of time.
Practicality, yes, it is. Yeah, it's a way more achievable an event to do, and you could do two or three of them in a year without any negative impacts on your body. To do a full, you're probably hoping to do one a year. Well, your body will let you before it starts to, in my case, my knees are giving up on me, before it starts to kind of take its toll and you have to pull
back. I've retired from medicine, John.
You're no stranger to my knees. And as I say, look, that's taking its toll at my age. But the reality is, like, you do a full distance event, you probably hope to achieve one of them a year. The really fit and healthy among us would probably aim for maybe two. But a 70.3, you could conceivably do three or four of those in a year if you're very fit and able to put in the time. But as I said there earlier, like, an average week's training for a full distance event is 24 hours. That's a week's work nearly in itself. A 70.3, like, you can train from a reasonable base level of fitness up to the level to do put in a good 70.3 event, and you can do four or five of those in a year. That's one of the reasons why the 70.3 is more popular. Another factor is we don't do relays in the full distance. It's you start, you finish. So all the way through. In the 70.3, Ironman do the relay opportunity, so people who wouldn't be quite strong in any of the three events can do maybe one of the others, or put together a team. And it's seen very much as a more fun event.
Yeah. John, you always strike me as a very optimistic person. I have to wonder, sort of, you know, the first year we had the weather was absolutely dreadful. Everybody got absolutely drowned. Then we had COVID. Then we had last year. How do you keep positive?
There must be something wrong with me. I think, look, the man says, look, from the world laughs with you weep and you weep alone, I think, a lot of the time. And I'm always, anybody who knows me knows I'm a positive kind of a guy. And I always try to find the positives in things, I often said if it was raining soup, I'd be the only one in town with a fork. But at the same time, I'd borrow a spoon somewhere, you know what I mean? Yeah, look, the first year dealt us a bad hand with the storm that that came in over us, and it was a June event. It was a very early in the calendar event. A lot of things conspired against us that day. And I did want to say this at some point as well. The people of Youghal, and I keep coming back to this on these chats, you know, they really, really put their shoulders to the wheel that day. And I think, like, from listening to conversations in Ironman circles, Ironman were blown away by, like, they literally that morning looked at each other and went, this is us, like, we're finished here. Because we have to cancel the swim in our first event, and we're like that event, not everybody would know, was being broadcast live all over the world on the Facebook, on the Ironman Facebook live channels. What looked at the start of the morning as being a very negative day and a very bad outcome for the event, the people of Youghal and the people of East Cork turned that around, and Ironman left here going, wow, was this real, you know? The welcome that they got and the support that they got. And I mean, we all heard the stories, we've spoken about it before, of people being pulled in off the road into people's houses and their clothes being dried and shoved back out again. You know, it showed what the people of East Cork, and not only Ironman, but athletes, because I'm not on Facebook, but Laura's very close to it now, and she keeps an eye on what's going on the Facebook channels. And like, she sees that, like, the athletes from all over the world who've been here on the last three events, they all say that, and they repeat time in and time out that the welcome you get in Cork is like no other Ironman event in the world. And like, a lot of them would claim that, and we're claiming that as well. I think one of the guys in Cork County Council said, you know, we should really market it as the friendliest Ironman in the world, and it really is. It's deserving of that accolade, you know.
Absolutely, because at 12:30 or 1 o'clock in the morning, and people sort of coming along and lashing. Yet there were still crowds out there.
I met told me the story, and it was the same story. I went home and changed my clothes three times. I was actually the same. Yeah, I think it was just the day and the atmosphere. Once you got sucked into it, you were in it, and it was amazing.
Now, how is Laura? I always think Laura is sort of the quiet person in the background, doing everything. Because I remember during, while we were on the radio last year, I talked to her, and I didn't talk to her on air. I was asking her how things were, and she was trying to arrange emergency accommodation for people who couldn't do the Saturday, had to wait till the Sunday. She does an awful lot of work that nobody knows about.
Trojan. I couldn't do justice. I could have pages of notes. I couldn't do justice to the work that she does in the background, and I think those who know us know that and can see that. I mean, we get a lot of support, and I have a note here to myself to remind me, and I did it already, but to thank the people of Youghal, because even in the aftermath of this year's event and the tragedy that unfolded, you know, it was very, very hard for us to go out into the street and just meet people, and everyone to a person was very, very kind and very supportive, and their words were very reassuring and positive, and we sincerely thanked them for that, because we were in a lonely place. Ironman were gone on the Monday after the event. By lunchtime they were gone out of town, because they were on ferries and planes and so on. We were the ones left in town, and I mean, we were the ones meeting some of the families that were involved, and everyone, including the families, were very supportive and kind to us, and we're grateful for that. Laura's absolutely fine. It was a tough, I suppose, up until about 2 or 3 weeks ago, it has been very tough. And you're kind of, you revisit the event, and you try and, you know, you're asking yourself questions in your head about, you know, could we have done anything differently? And I don't think we could, to be honest. But I think, again, just to say to the people of the town, thank you so much, because it has been, the support has been amazing and is appreciated.
Absolutely. Now, you don't strike me as a 2 weeks lying on a beach in Torremolinos or Barbados or wherever, but I presume you'll have to have a holiday next year, since there will be no Ironman.
Yeah, that's the plan, yeah. Just take a year off and reset and get ready. Like, I mean, the ball will start rolling for 2025 in the early part of the summer, coming in 2024. So we will have stuff to do, but a lot of it we can do on a laptop on a beach somewhere, as you say. We're not beach lawyers.
I wouldn't have thought so.
More to find somewhere to go away in a boat and do a bit of sailing relax and enjoy a meal and that kind of thing. That's our style of a holiday. We haven't done it in a few years, so we're looking forward to doing that.
No, because you haven't probably had a holiday for quite a while, have you?
No.
Your summers have been taken up every year with this.
Yeah, it's quite busy. Like from the off, it's busy. Really, once Easter passes, it's flat to the mat then, between accommodation and the logistics side of it. Laura does the accommodation and not only for the athletes, but for the Ironman teams as well. And the contractors, there's probably, I would say, somewhere around 600 staff for the whole event. Plus then you've all the athletes and their families. And like, she, it's funny because when you're down at the finish line, she knows them all. I don't know, other than their name is on their bib number. You know, Laura knows every one of them nearly, and knows who they're staying with, how they're going to get to their car to get away, and when they're flying back out home, and she, like, it's amazing. It's the whole buzz of the thing, you know. And as I say, when you're that close to it, it hurts when it goes wrong.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Now, but there is good news, as you say. A hiatus is just a hiatus. It's just 2024 is out, and that's it. Thereafter,
as it stands, there is a contract in place for a further 3 years, a new contract for 3 years, which I suppose we would have liked to have announced it back around the time of the event. That's usually the way that flows, but it wasn't fully, I suppose, boxed off even at the time, so there was always going to be a little bit of a lag in getting that news out there. But that's the positivity to take from it all. We're looking at a whole new 3 years. We're looking at, hopefully, the Front Strand will have its new lifeguard huts in place. Hopefully we'll have that, as I said, that sports facility. I don't know what the right name for it is. It's an eco sports facility. I mean, for those that don't know, Fault Ireland are putting in a number of these around the country. Alba Selective is one of them. I think the other one's going to Garrettstown, but I'm open to being corrected on that. It's essentially an environmentally friendly, I would call it a kind of a lifeguard hut, but that's not really what it is. If you're on your bike coming down the Greenway, you can cycle in here. You can lock your bike into I won't call it a room, right? But you can change your clothes. You have a locker that you can put your gear into. You can go for a swim, come out, have a shower, put your wetsuit in a bag, get on your bike and cycle away back. It has, I've seen some of the plans and what they're going to look like, and they're quite inspiring, and very much would put a nice touch to the all end of the Greenway when it comes online.
Absolutely, so. And seems to be more focused for the sort of triathlete type person and for everybody
it is,
I know.
But like, if you look at the numbers, and they're only increasing, and like, people who I know from work and from circles that I would never have thought of as being sporty, it's a thing for them to do for the summer, to go away for a weekend and get on a Greenway somewhere and see where it takes them, and with their families on bikes, because no traffic, you are very safe, and you just literally go to the next port of call, stop, get off, spend a night, eat a bit of food, move on to the next. And like, I think in the long term, I think government plans are to have, like, I mean, it's practical at the moment to cycle from Rosslare all the way nearly to Tralee. I know you can certainly cycle to Cork City.
Yeah.
Once this Greenway goes in. So.
And are you still involved with triathlon Ireland, we'll say, or are you still involved with training? You were involved with training people, weren't you?
I did a lot of coaching in the club in the previous years. I had to take a step back from the club because I was just too busy. And my own health and fitness, I wasn't getting the time to do my own bit of training, so I didn't really have time last year. So I handed over the reins of the club to Stephanie, and I know she's doing a great job with her team. I'm just on the fringes. I'm a member of the club at the moment, but I'm just on the fringes, and I couldn't even say that I dip in and dip out. I just don't have time.
And are you doing much yourself? Are you doing much exercise yourself?
Only recently have I started to get back to doing something consistently. I got a promotion at work about a year and a half ago, into project management, so I'm not on the road as much as I was. I'm driving a desk and a computer more than anything else at the moment. So, like, again, where I should be doing a bit more, you kind of sit down and you're doing a drawing or something like that, and before you know it, you are to 6 o'clock in the evening and the day is gone. But I'm starting to kind of get on top of that now and get ahead of it, and starting to get, I would say, consistently training again. So I would like to think I get back to doing a little bit of racing next year and then see where it goes after that.
That's absolutely brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah.
Considering where you were a few years ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll move on from that.
Those who know, know.
Anyway, John, thanks a million for that. I think it's absolutely great. And as I say, you've done this town proud. There is absolutely no doubt. Congratulations to yourself and Laura. You've been absolutely magnificent for y'all in bringing Ironman to the town and in being such great representatives of it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.